Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, something a little bit different as we talk with area writer, speaker, and encourager Destiny Jackson. That's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening. Destiny Jackson is a longtime friend of mine. We've known each other for many years. She's been a past guest of our Front Page talk show a number of years ago, sharing her story. And tonight on Chippewa Valley This Week, she shares with us the latest work that she's done as a writer, a speaker, and an encourager. She's on Facebook at Destiny Jackson. But also, you can find her on YouTube at A Journey with Destiny Worship. That's A Journey with Destiny Worship. I spoke with Destiny several weeks back and began by asking her to update us about what she's been working on.
I started writing books and devotionals many years ago, but I didn't know how to publish them, and it was very expensive. Then when I learned about the world of self-publishing through Amazon, and after having a wild encounter with God, I came home from that encounter, and I just started writing. I had to learn how to do everything, so I started writing workbooks and books. Then I started turning those into courses and mini courses on my website or on my course website. Then I started a YouTube channel. And then I started teaching Bible studies on my YouTube channel. I started making music with a program. And then I started putting music to my books. So now all of my current books have a QR code that you can actually scan. And it takes the reader to a song specific to each section of the book to bring them closer to worship and closer to the heart of God.
There's a lot there. And you are, even our conversation before recording today, you're my favorite kind of speaker is like drinking from a fire hydrant, because you want it to be so good that you got to listen to the tape again because you missed it. And so if you'd be willing to share that, you asked me if I'd been to the Cove, Asheville, North Carolina, and I had in 2019, and you were there more recently. And so I don't know. Do you feel comfortable sharing that story? Because it seems to be significant in terms of your writing journey. And if you do feel comfortable, kind of take us at, you know, what led you to the Cove and what happened?
Absolutely. I would love to share it. This story is a marker in time and a marker in my life. It literally is a defining chapter of my life and my journey with God. So I was sitting on my front porch. It was in the summer. It was after COVID. And I was like, God, I need something in my life. You know, when you just need something more and you don't know what it is. And I'm like, that's it. I need a retreat. I love retreats. I love speaking at retreats, but there hadn't been any retreats. So I was on my laptop looking for retreats, so there was still nothing. I found a spa wellness retreat, but it was like $8,000 or $10,000. I'm like, well, that's out of budget. And then it was like God put this, the Cove, literally on my laptop screen in front of me. I had never heard of it. So I looked at it. They were hosting a Christian writers retreat coming up in February. So it was quite a ways away. And I bought tickets to go. And I flew out 2 days early to go by myself just to be in the, not at the Cove 2 days early, but I got a hotel. I went hiking. I went on nature trails. I just spent time with Jesus there. Then when I got to the Cove, I had never been there. I didn't even look at pictures of it online. I had no idea what I was getting myself into. And when we pulled up to like the gate where the guard is, I was like, wow, this is kind of intense. And my Uber driver is like, you haven't been here? I'm like, no, I haven't. And I don't know anything about it. I went to register for the retreat. They had a registration table. And I walked up and I said, hi, my name is Des. Before I could say Destiny Jackson, it was like the Holy Spirit closed my mouth. I could not speak. I had to turn around. I walked over to the door in the corner and I just started crying, Mark. The presence of God was so thick. I hadn't felt this in so long in my life, this kind of thickness of the Spirit. Then I went and registered. Then I went up to get my room key and the same thing happened. And I said to the lady, her name was Pam at the front desk, I said, does this happen to everyone? And she smiled and kind of laughed and said, it happens to some of them. So then she recommended I go on the tour. So I get into the bus with an elderly gentleman, and you could just see Jesus radiating out of his eyes. And he goes, have you ever been here? And I said, no, I haven't even heard of this place. And where's the library? And he goes, this is not the library. This is the training center. And I was like, oh, okay. And he said, Billy Graham didn't know why he purchased this land. The Lord told him to buy it, and he came here walking and praying. And finally, the Lord said, this is a place for people to come to hear my voice. And I was like, wow, that was powerful. And you talk about an act of obedience, buying that big of a tract of land. That couldn't have been cheap. That was obedience. And so anyways, I my fleshly desire, I didn't tell you this ahead of time, Mark, but I was thinking with after my experience that I had and how I got there, that I was going to win a publishing contract. I was going to get an editing deal. Like, I thought I was going to leave with like all the accolades, right? And while I was there, I went on a walk on the nature trails with the Lord, and I heard this word disobedient come from behind me. And I looked around and there was nobody on the hiking trails. And I was like, well, what was that? And I heard it again. You've been disobedient. And it was the same voice inside my chest that I heard back when I first gave my life to Jesus, when I was doing a Bible study called Falling in Love with Jesus by Kathy Tricoli. And at that point, he told me I was going to speak and write. And I said, absolutely not. I'm not doing that. But it was that same out loud in my chest. So I stopped and I said, what do you mean disobedient? I'm here in Asheville. And he said, because you haven't finished what I called you to. And I said, I tried to publish a book, but it was $12,000 and you didn't give me the money for it. And he said, you haven't finished what you started. You haven't done what I've called you to. So anyways, after that, I went to all the appointments that they had set up for the writers with publishers and authors, and nobody liked what I had. Nobody liked my writings. I was told that it wasn't good enough, that the market was oversaturated, that it wasn't different. It didn't stand out. And I was kind of upset and hurt. And they only read a few sentences, you know, and you couldn't have graphics or anything or book covers done. Well, then I had an appointment with a gentleman that he read a whole manuscript of mine. And he said, this is what women need. This is what they need. This is missing in the church. You need to continue. That was called Pursue. And that book looks terrible. It is a hot mess. And I've thought about changing it, but I've decided not to. I'm going to leave it looking terrible because it's just part of the journey, right? And I'm not ashamed that it doesn't look good formatted wise. And so anyways, when I came home, I became obsessed with my calling. And when God speaks the word disobedient over you, you don't take that lightly. I'm not perfect and I probably don't obey in every way I should with what God tells me, but I'm still a human, but wow, that he said disobedient. And that's where the journey started.
And so in that time, in 2 years, you've produced 30 books and more. I think probably your YouTube channel and doing courses and all of this.
Yes, yes.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. It's insane. I don't even know how.
Yeah. And so the latest book that you've brought in this morning is Redeemer of My Story. And yes. Have you found that as you continue to, I mean, this is good sized. And so typically these are interactive books that you're creating.
Yes, they're devotionals, they're workbooks. Some have coloring pages. This one does not, but this is an interactive book. It's designed with music it's not just a book that you're going to read. It's not just a journal. It's not just a workbook. It's an experience. It's an encounter with the Holy Spirit.
Hmm. All right. So your latest is Redeemer of My Story. Tell us about this.
Well, this book is a reminder that God is still redeeming our stories, even the parts we thought were too broken. The book and the song, the title, Redeemer of My Story, is based off of Genesis 50:20.
Which is, of course, what they meant it for evil, God meant it for good, the end of the Joseph story.
Right? Yes, exactly. The saving of many lives.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so you feel, I mean, I've just known you many years, and I've said to you before we started recording, Destiny Jackson, that the idea of somebody just sort of getting a digital download from the Lord, and that's how you experience some of this. You've got to do 30 books. I mean, it's just crazy, but you've got all of this like digitally downloaded from the Lord for you to share, right?
Yes, absolutely. My head, my brain is constantly just having thought after thought. I'm always taking notes. I'll be taking notes in church, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to write a book about that. And then it just like, only way I can explain it, Mark, is it like literally just echoes in my chest, like it echoes in my heart, these words. And as I'm working on a book, it's exciting, but then I already have the next idea and I can already see the next thing being built out. And then I get impatient because I need to get to the next thing. And I put out all these books and I never took time to celebrate. And half of the books I didn't even announce on my social media. I just went from one to the next, to the next, to the next. And I just kept creating. I could not stop.
Hmm. And so there are ways for people, I mean, so you've got a website, which is?
DestinyJackson.online.
DestinyJackson.online. Okay. And what will people see there?
You're going to see some of my books on there. You're going to see that you can book me for speaking at your event. And I offer something really unique. If you hire me, contract me out in enough time, I will create a devotional with music for a book for your event.
Hmm, interesting. So what kind of topics would be you be available for to speak on?
Hope, surrender, healing. One of the books you have in your hand there is called Fragrance of Faith. That's on Ask, Seek, and Knock. That was the name of the retreat. So it's all about, it's the verse, Ask, Seek, and Knock. And then the fragrance part comes into a true story in my life where the Lord literally dumped anointing oil over my head back in the 90s at a concert.
Hmm.
That I talked to Dave about from the radio station when I
Dave Stasek.
Yes, and I didn't know what that meant. And he was my advertising guy at the time for the salon. And when he came in, we didn't have Google back then, right? And I was like, Dave, you have to tell me what this means. I don't know what's happening. And he said, the Lord has anointed you for something in the future. And when it's hard, hang on to this moment. And I've never forgot that. And I don't even know if he remembers that conversation, but he was a huge spiritual mentor in my life. And he was my advertising salesman. Hmm.
He's an amazing guy.
He is.
Even as we record this, my wife and I are getting ready to have our Teamwork Africa 15-year anniversary celebration on Friday night. And Dave and Lori have come alongside in recent times just in very powerful, sacrificial ways where they're just like, hey, we see you and we really want to partner with you in deeper and more practical ways than we ever have before. So that's just amazing.
And that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful.
And so, again, just want people to be aware of destinyjackson.online.
Yep.
And then to be able to contact you potentially for speaking situations which you love and are passionate about and are gifted for. But then also your YouTube channel and online courses. So tell us some about that.
All right. So my YouTube channel is called A Journey with Destiny Worship. I had reserved A Journey with Destiny and I couldn't find my password to get into it and I couldn't access it. So now it's A Journey with Destiny Worship. And so I have Bible studies on there. I have a really fun, it's called Faith in Five, where I'm going through the book of John and it's like with retro VHS tapes. And I made a fun jingle. And I have a color coding Bible study that I do live on Tuesday mornings called Jesus and Jammies, where we show up in our pajamas, no makeup and a cup of coffee. And it's not great. It's just sitting there doing God's word together. There's a lot of silence, you know, reading and highlighting. We're going through Psalms. I say it's not great because it's not, you know, it's not like your classic YouTube 5,000 hours of editing, right? It's just raw and it's there. My other ones are done quite well. I do live retreats monthly on YouTube. I have one coming up tonight or Monday, the 20th. And then I have one on Friday, the 24th, I think it is. And I do live retreats on YouTube. And then I have a course site on Thinkific. And that's where you can take mini courses, full length courses, and they're based off of my books and topics.
Hmm. Amazing. It's just so much productivity. So you're a one woman whirlwind, but, I know that your husband, Matt, was privileged enough to be at your wedding at the Heidi Center. How many years ago now?
It'll be 15.
Yeah.
15 years. I can't believe it. He is my follow-through person. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't for my husband, nothing would in my life would ever get done. He supports me. He prays for me. He believes in me. He believes in the vision that God has given me. And he's just been amazing.
Yeah.
He's a great partner.
That's been great to see just your beautiful love story lived out.
Thank
at
you.
Least through Facebook.
Yeah.
I remember your trip to Hawaii. That was great, right?
Oh, my goodness. That was amazing. Yeah, we spent 3 weeks in Hawaii. Mm. And he didn't know this, Mark, but I set up real estate appointments with realtors in Maui. And so anyways, we obviously did not move. We went to a church there. And I was signing, they had ministry fair, so I was signing up for all these events, and my husband comes up, and Matt goes, what are you doing? And she goes, oh, she's signing up for this and that. She's signing up for everything. He goes, take her off the list. We don't live here. And I said, we're going to. I cried for weeks when we came home.
Oh, wow. It was a dream to go, I'm sure.
It was, yeah.
The very talented and gifted Destiny Jackson. Again, learn more at destinyjackson.online and Destiny Jackson on YouTube.
A worship with destiny. No, A Journey with Destiny Worship.
A Journey with Destiny Worship on YouTube. A little
YouTube.
Complicated, but A Journey with Destiny Worship on YouTube. And again, learn more. And thanks so much.
Thank you, Mark. This was really fun. I really appreciate it.
Again, area writer Destiny Jackson at destinyjackson.online. You'll find her many books. In fact, the opportunity to explore devotionals and Bible studies, coloring books, and journals. Destiny says it's her prayer that each devotional, journal, and study that you find there would draw you closer to the heart of God. She says every book was written with a deep trust in Jesus, a passion for his word, and a desire to encourage you on your faith journey. Whether you're looking for daily inspiration, a Bible study to dive deeper, or creative ways to grow in your walk with him, again, that's DestinyJackson.online, DestinyJackson.online. And also on YouTube, it's A Journey with Destiny Worship, A Journey with Destiny Worship. Again, as you go to DestinyJackson.online, you'll learn about how you can invite her to speak at your event. That does it for Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson.